Classical music often has a lot in common with folk music. That is the Danish String Quartet. The group has been rummaging through piles of old Nordic songs and dances for its latest album. NPR's Tom Heisinga has been listening.
With scruffy beards and bohemian looks, you could mistake the young men of the Danish String Quartet for an indie band from Brooklyn. They earned their stripes and numerous awards playing the usual suspects, Beethoven and Brahms. But it's the old folk tunes from their Nordic homeland which pull at their heartstrings on the new album, Last Leaf. That waltz is called Water Lily by Norwegian fiddler Gjermund Haugen. He represents a shift when folk fiddlers started testing their tunes in more formal venues, like churches and halls, where audiences only listened and didn't dance. But dancing is the whole point of a song like The Dromer. The tune was discovered in an 18th century Danish collection, but its roots are Scottish. Note the drone underneath the prancing melody. It's a good stand-in for a bagpipe. Songs on this album represent a largely oral tradition, created by ancient fiddlers and cultivated by a new generation of folk enthusiasts. Some songs go way back, like I Had a Dream. It's over 700 years old and the oldest known secular tune from the Nordic countries. The Danish String Quartet's lead violinist Rune Tonsgaard Sorensen doubles on the glockenspiel, giving the song a mysterious, translucent touch. Like painters, the young musicians add a broad palette of colors to these old canvases. You can hear the shuffling feet of dancers and wheezy squeeze boxes in these arrangements. They can be vigorously earthy, or evocative and wistful, or both at once, like the tune A Romasa from the village of Cernaho. It's a dance, sure, but it dances with a tear in its eye. On Last Leaf, the Danish musicians carry on Nordic folk traditions by refurbishing the old tunes and writing a few new ones. But you don't have to be a Scandinavian musicologist to fall in love with this album. The music erases borders between folk and classical and suggests that you can kick up your heels or simply kick back and enjoy.
The album is Last Leaf by the Danish String Quartet, and a review is by NPR's Tom Heisinga.